Ah, noble customer. Welcome back. I see that your first purchases from me and my potion shop have treated you kindly. Are you back seeking anything specifically? Or are you just here to peruse the shelves? Perhaps a little of both, then. A potion that could make other potions. Would that be possible? I would make tons of them myself. I suppose... The wish potions. Those, after a fashion, kind of do that, but... No. You could wish for as many potions as you would like in one go, but... No. I believe that would be well outside of your current power and price range. Perhaps something a little bit more within your abilities and grasp. A potion that gives you enough courage to approach and talk to women. That you find attractive. Oh. Well, I may be a dragonkin, but do you not find me attractive? My dear human customer, you're speaking with me now, are you not? Am I not attractive enough for you? Or am I just some other potions shopkeeper to you? Either way, that would be a simple potion of courage. There's a bunch of them on the shelf over there. They're common enough. Anything else that you would need? Yes, we have a sale on right now. Buy three, get one free. A potion of forgetting the last thing you saw. That would be a potion of true unseeing. You need that rather often with that internet thing, huh? Yes, those are made with some rather rare tears, and it only takes a single drop. The entire vial is silver rated. It might be a bit expensive for you, but it is well worth the cost. Is there anything else you would like to peruse? Shape-shifting and teleportation. Well, if you're talking about single use, there's a 5-minute shape-shifting potion over there on that counter over there. It's well within your price range, I believe. And teleportation, there's a 2-way teleportation. But single use. Over there, not too far from it. You should be able to afford it as well. Let's see if you get all of those. Is there anything else you would like? Dragon fire protection. Oh, for reasons. For protection from a certain someone, I assume. Oh. I wonder whom you would need protection from. Unfortunately, I only have regular fire protection. Dragon fire and wizard fire and fairy fire is, I'm sorry to say, rather on the tenacious side, and protection from it is rather costly and requires a more solid approach. In other words, it requires armoring yourself. I'm sorry, dear. Potions will not work for that. The next best thing. If I think for a moment, I suppose there is an ancient potion where I could turn you into a dragonkin using a dragon shape potion. But for that, I would have to use one of my precious eggs. Oh no, no. They're not that precious. I haven't had a fertilized one in, oh, I can't even remember the last time. Not since the 1400s, I think. I would have to make one, from scratch. Anything else, dear? Liquid luck. Oh, a luck potion. Well, that's a difficult potion to make for most potion makers and apothecaries. You have no idea what you just asked for, do you? You just asked for the hardest potion in existence to make. A genie in a bottle is easier to distill. I happen to have one in stock. That is a platinum label potion, and I guarantee you, you cannot afford it. You would have to walk in here with 10 souls in your pocket in order to afford it. And even then, my dear, I might not sell it to you. Oh yes, I can make one anytime I like. However, the ingredients are quite rare and difficult to obtain. I can't just go out and get them at any old store and just assemble it. Plus, it has to be constantly monitored, and if I mess up, the consequences of messing it up are dire. And if someone should drink such a foul brew, well, it can be quite messy. Hence, when you succeed, all those ingredients are not wasted, and the luck which comes to the person who drinks it, oh, the things you could do, you could take over the world if you wanted. But enough about that. You wanted a potion of courage, a potion of true unseeing, a shape-shifting potion, 5 minutes, and a two-way teleportation potion. And did you want that dragon-shaped potion? Or did you want to save that for next time? Perhaps next time. For now, let's ring you up on these four. The first three are the more expensive three, of course. Oh, should we give that one to him for free? Well, my familiar says we should give you the courage potion for free. Fair enough. Okay. That should work out. And should we back this up for you? Oh yeah, it's a tiny little vial for you in that one. And they're all labeled, just tiny little labels. There. There you go. Don't lose them now. Enjoy. And come back soon. I'll try and brew up another vial of liquid luck. And I'll have all the ingredients for that dragon shape potion, if you're still interested. I would love to call you my pseudo offspring, steps offspring. Step dragonkin. How's that? I'll even brew it here in front of you, just so you can see the process. Ta-ta.